Welcome, good morning, good evening. Welcome to the class today. And so we have a lot to do today, again, as usual. And we're going to do something a little different today. We're going to start, instead of the prayer, we're going to start with a geometric alignment, you could say a guided process, and that will be very healing, and you could say it's an advanced core alignment and core activation that will also bring healing and open you up to receiving frequencies from the earth and the heavens. So we'll do this today, and then we're going to work with the inner heart healing, which means is that what makes us very human is that we have emotions and that we can feel. And that is basically the most powerful way of being human and the very most powerful way of healing. And so we're going to learn today something that I began in the Ascension package, and we're going to go a little deeper into that. We are also going to do an activation today. Not just the advanced core activation, but also we're going to activate inner hearing and also inner seeing in a different way than usual, where we're not going to directly activate the third eye, but in a different way. We're going to do this all through the heart, more in the Sufi way. What else we're going to do today? So we're also going to practice healing in through the finding the cause patterns and working with the energetics. And then we'll see how much more time we have today to work with the subpersonalities. And then we're going to go into the beginnings of creating a prayer, an individual prayer for yourself. I'm going to analyze and take apart the prayer we did last couple weeks ago, the Avund Bishmeya, just as an example, and we're going to go then into what makes actually a healing prayer, and it also will reveal to you what healing actually needs to contain. So this is basically a lot of information, and as usual, the way I work and teach is very organic and very where you just absorb and play, and it's all going to come together. It's just kind of like we're going to put it all out, and then basically your soul, your subconscious, is going to put this together at some point, and you're going to have more and more insights. It's going to come together with things you already know, or if you don't know and it's all very new to you. I know there are sometimes I've talked to somebody who didn't continue with the intermediate because felt like it's all very new and overwhelming. That's really everything is new in the beginning, but then there's this moment when it all clicks and it just sort of makes sense. So it'll all come together. So first of all, welcome everybody else that just jumped on today. Great. And I got Jen's message. Thanks. You both are using the same phone. Perfect. No problem. So allow yourself to be comfortable and sit relatively straight. I'm going to go through a somewhat of a lengthy process right now, right away. And let's have some water here. And so let's start. And just bring your attention to your heart right now, to your heart center. And just feel your heart. And everything is very relaxed. Don't try to work too hard. Just let it all happen. There's a rose there. A burgundy colored rose. Burgundy is sort of a darker red, a rich red. And there's lots of petals. And these petals are beginning to open. And open all around, 360 degrees. And as the petals are opening, there's so many petals, they're beginning to even float into your aura. There's so many, they just keep opening and they're going to float into your aura above you, on the sides, behind and below, and there's this very rich burgundy color. These are the petals that always came to me when Christ appeared. There's this burgundy Christ energy. So allow yourself, as you're opening, to really feel this love inside of your heart, this Christ love which exists within you. And now let that flow down your middle line, the core line, just the central line, down into the earth. You just use your intent, you come and flow down into the earth. We're talking about Mother Earth here and her elevated state of consciousness she's in. And right before we come to the crystalline center, we're going to just stay in her ascended polar consciousness and allow ourselves to absorb and become conscious of all the metals and the gems and all the frequencies. There are ruby frequencies, emerald frequencies, greens and reds and pinks and blues. There are agates, there are diamantines, there are quartzes, topazes, all colors, sapphires, yellow, blue, pink, red. Just begin to feel and absorb just through your intent, allowing yourself to receive these frequencies and to nourish. They're going to coming up now through the core line into your field, into your aura. Your attention is in the earth and in your field at the same time. This will cause a sort of a suction and a direction for the energy to flow. Continue to absorb all these crystalline gemstone frequencies, the information, the coding, the healing, and just the general nourishment of the mother. How the Mother Earth is building our aura, our energy, maintaining and nourishing. Opalescent colors and frequencies, shimmering. Also the onyxes, the very grounding stone frequencies, the lapis lazulis, and also the metals, the silvers, the silver frequencies, the gold, platinum, tin, copper, iron, and all the other metals that are good for us. Strengthening and building your aura. And all the other minerals. The magnesium, the seleniums, the zincs. Those that you know and those that you don't know. And allow ourselves now to dip deeper into the central core now, the crystalline center of Mother Earth. And go really right into the center that connects into the Earth Merkaba. And just touch that frequency and let this frequency awaken your Merkaba as well. You might feel a sense of coolness, a sense of humming, a vibration. A stillness. Now allow yourself to come back up slowly, holding this awareness of this frequency. Come up the core line to your heart, and then move further up, out through your head, through the crown, upwards. Kind of come to the mind of God as a point above the clouds, where your neutrality, your neutral awareness exists and is anchored. So you're extended now between the center of Mother Earth and the point above you, the mind of God. And you're going to continue to go further up now into a bright light. And continue further on into the great central sun. And you're going to have that feeling of like when you're in the sun. When you're sitting in the sun, there's a certain vibration activating happiness within you. Now, we're now allowing ourselves to be what we're meant to be, a bridge between our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Mother. As the Vedas are saying that humans were put here to bridge the Earth and the central sun. You can give yourself permission to be that bridge, which is egoless, which enjoys its existence, to be filled with both experiences, from the above and the below. To learn to hold that equilibrium and that balance, that straightness, that core line. And we're just allowing, again, being the bridge, just being the bridge in that surrender, allowing of the energies from the central sun to flow down now through you and going all the way and arriving in Mother Earth, in the center of Mother Earth. And on your own timing, allow the energies to go back and forth between the center of the sun and the center of Earth. As the energies are going back and forth, they're beginning to mix, come into a unified state. And you're realizing you're becoming very still, and there's another dimension to your experience. If you can hold that dimension of that particular experience, which is beyond everything, and continue to be aware of the energies that are flowing from above and below, mixing. And if that works, or just by intent, we're going to let energies now flow into the upper Dantian, the Heavenly Father and the Earthly Mother's energy, and filling the upper Dantian. Healing, awakening, then coming into the middle Dantian, the heart, filling and awakening, and then into the lower Dantian, then the belly, and any excess energy is going to rest there and collect. Let any excess energies now in your aura, in your field, in your nervous system, just collect there. Make good storage for healing or for whenever you need it. Now bring your attention back to your heart. We're going to move into the activation for divine hearing and divine seeing. Bring your attention to your heart. And if there's any in this human heart, there are usually sort of energies that are a little incongruent or a bit they move around, they're not smooth, they're like rocks, a little uneven, rocky area. I'm going to go past that. I'm going to go past that human emotional experience. I want to come into this much deeper inside the heart. There's water. There's the waters of life. There's a spring. You can't see the spring. It's very, very, very deep. But you can see the water, the surface. And you're beginning to listen into this water of life, into this water. And you're beginning to listen, and your astral ears are beginning to activate and open, and they become very sensitive and large, like elephant ears. They can hear deep into the water. Beginning to hear into the water. They're so sensitive, and they're hearing the vibrations of the universe, the vibration of the original Om. You listen, it's in the stillness. You're hearing the roaring in the stillness of the water. Penetrate deeper into that stillness to hear the roaring universe. Asami al-alim. Asami al-alim. Asami al-alim. Asami al-alim. This roaring, the sound, appears as Asami al-Alim. Asami al-Alim. Asami al-Alim. Asami al-Alim. You can chant with me. Asami al-Alim. 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 And your inner hearing is activating more and more hearing and knowing what you're hearing. Asami to hear, al-alim to know. Knowing what you're hearing, understanding the messages that you receive. Just let it happen. And you're looking at the water now. The water is glistening at the edges, sparkling. And there's sparkling lights just coming off from the water. And it's sparkling. And you're so drawn into the light. It's so attractive. You're allowing yourself to see just the sparkles and the light. And it's just filling your whole aura. It's all around you, within you. You're in it. You're in the light, in the sparkles. An-Nur al-Alim. 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 An-Nur. Deep breath. Know yourself to be the bridge between the heavens and the earth. Know yourself to be functioning with divine functions like divine hearing, divine seeing. Know yourself to be beyond all of it, one with the cause of all this. And with the joy of experiencing a life playing through you. And learning to hold the balance so that there is no suffering. And all of this. I'll give you a moment to just be silent, or if there's a particular prayer that you need to make for your own health or anything else, just do that right now. Or if it's a prayer for the world, can do that. And then I'm just going to continue now with what I was going to talk about next. And that is more about seeing or not seeing when we're working with anything, when we're working with the layers or when we do healing. And as you know, I'm first, you know, just suggesting to just send energies and to intend what layer to send it to. And these are all things that are partially practical so that you learn, and there are not necessarily maybe things you will do most of the time. You might actually work in different ways, but we use them as examples also to practice navigating ourselves through this, you know, subtle field. So when, you know, many of you said, well, I don't see anything. So the way I work is I actually work with images. When we, for example, start to just send energy to a person, you remember I said, you know, hold that, imagine the person like a small person between your hands. What we did there is we actually, we just created an image, like a hologram, a replacement, you could say, a stand-in for the real person. And when I usually, you know, when we see this little person, you know, you probably don't see all the details, you know, like how the hair is and what's going on and, you know, the patterns of the sweater or whatever, right? You just see the person. There's something simpler. To me, it's usually, it's almost, I usually see it almost like a slightly grayish person, and I see it in a way so that I put an image there so that my ability to see gets sort of triggered, and then I will see, let's say, an organ pop up, let's say the liver pops up, or there's darker shading somewhere in that person, and then I work with that, and then this begins to, you know, I begin to see other things sort of arise in my vision in that little gray hologram that I put there that I'm visualizing. So the same thing I do with the layers. I basically just imagine, you know, a layer, and I intend a particular layer, and then I kind of sometimes have memories of how I saw the layer before, and that sort of pops up, and that will then now begin to alter and adjust so that I, to the person that I'm working with, and it will sort of morph itself. Let's say I saw the emotional layer as sort of a nice pinky yellow somewhere, and that's sort of what my memory brings up. And then when I kind of link that and entangle that with the person that I'm working with right now, that suddenly turns into like a really grayish, putrid kind of, let's say, layer. And putrid, I'm saying, because I would like to also suggest that we can actually smell things, we can taste things, and we can hear, see, and so forth. And so there is many ways how we get information from the subtle field. And you will have certain strengths and certain weaknesses and just be totally fine with it because you are continuing to explore how you function as consciousness. So now what else, you know, so when you basically start with some kind of image, then it's pretty easy. And on a side note now, when you have sort of come up with this kind of image for a person which is sitting now in the subtle field, you also want to clear that after, at the end of the session. I don't really speak this out, and I don't say, you know, oh, I'm clearing now all tools or images and holograms that I created, but I basically just usually say that that anything that is, you know, you've heard me sometimes say things like anything that's not useful for you will be dissolved and neutralized, only that which is for your highest good will remain and be sequenced in proper timing. You know, things like that. These are sort of my ways of speaking things out. And we're going to come to this, you know, with creating healing prayers, opening prayers and closing prayers, where you can begin to play around at the end of this class. I'll talk about it. That all takes these things into consideration. Yeah. So just a little bit about, you know, healing hygiene, so that we, you know, it's like when you go to the doctor and you have to put a gown on, or you sit on, I don't know, they use certain syringes or whatever. They, you know, everything gets cleaned up afterwards and all the papers and tissues get thrown out. So you clean everything up. So we have basically tools that we create that are visuals, and then we basically clean all that up, and we're then disentangled from the other person, which can also keep open pathways between you and the other person, and that's not very good. And I have, you know, I'm talking about experience that we want to clean that up. So now I spoke. So that's just a few words about the seeing and the hearing. Now you have a couple of Sufi zikrs, you know, As-Sami for divine hearing, Al-Alim for knowledge, knowing, understanding, and An-Nur for the light, and Al-Alim, knowing what the light is telling you. And you, that will be your homework if you want to go a little deeper into that, to chant that and to even go into that still water and listen into the depth of your heart. Now, let's come to the kryptonite. I call it the kryptonite for AI, artificial intelligence, because we live in a time where we've always lived in a time where basically the mind and its artificiality and its manifestations, which is artificial intelligence, is operating, influencing, or gaining humanness. But one thing that can never be taken over is the heart. Yeah, that's the kryptonite of the AI. It really makes us human. So, and today I'd like to focus on cause healing. What causes a problem? What causes a disease? Be it whatever it is, be it diabetes, cancer, anything serious, you know, it doesn't really matter what it is. There's a shadow there. There's some contraction in the field. And even if it's inherited or it's been there for many lifetimes, and we want to basically work with it in the feeling way. Now, when we work with feelings in the heart, it takes longer. You know, quantum healing and mental healing goes really fast. But it's actually, I would say, not as supreme as actually the heart. And so to be a bit slower and organic and human, yeah, not so computer-like, is where your strength and your sense of well-being also will be coming from there, because it's very fulfilling when we are, it's something that cannot be completely understood by the mind. When we heal in this inner dimension, in the heart, this, you know, love cannot be explained. So, and so what we want to do, there's a certain, you know, there's a process. Let me just kind of talk about the process, because some of you who were in the Ascension Package have already gone through it, but we're going to become more conscious of it. Let's say, you know, we're going to also do this practically. When a person has a problem, we're going to ask this person, this could be for yourself, you want to find an image or a pattern for this problem, for this issue, for this disease, whatever that is, maybe a tinnitus, maybe a headache, whatever it is. And again, you allow your imagination to come up with an image, with a pattern. It could be a gray blob, it could be some lines, it could be something else, it could be I don't know, it could be an object you think of, a chair. It doesn't really matter what it is. There will be significance and a reason why that comes up. Now, the next thing you want to ask this person is to describe specifically what the image looks like. You describe it from the outside. And then I'd like to bring in other senses, like to touch it, to smell it, And maybe even what would it taste like, you know? Is there a sound? Does it make a sound? Is it low hummy, or does it sound chaotic or something? So you want to investigate this energy. You know, what we're using is our awareness to really, really get a handle on it, making it very conscious. You're heightening your consciousness and awareness towards the disease already, so the disease doesn't stay unconscious. Now we want to open the disease. So we do this. We want to really open it. We unlock it. We want to go to the cause that's inside. So we basically open the pattern by going into it. Yesterday I had a person that would literally slide into it. It was like jelly and go into it. Sometimes you can just walk right through. Sometimes it's very hard and it's more difficult. And then we have to basically be more creative, yeah, and tells us a lot about the pattern, you know, about the disease. So once we're in it, we continue to describe it. Remember, you're inside now this disease pattern, and you want to basically look around. You look to your right side, and you take time to describe what you're seeing, to explore, to touch it, feel it, is it rough, whatever it is, your left side. And above you, below you, because, you know, you could be totally trapped in it or something else is going on. It could be a tunnel somewhere else and you're noticing you can't see it if you're just in it. But if you're looking more carefully, suddenly you see a tunnel and then the energy has, that disease has another cord, you could say, to another problem, you know, that's connected. So you want to really unravel all that. So we're going on a journey, yeah? And so we want to smell, touch, listen, get so any information we're inside. And as we're doing this, there will be thoughts and feelings that arise, you know, because you're in it. You're literally engaging in your disease energy. And it'll be making you feel a certain way. It'll memories come up. Yeah, we're going to find the hidden memories and pains that are stored in there that are actually the cause of the illness. So there are memories and pains that are stored that are actually causing the illness. And you all know that in essence to heal something, we need to basically release those. And this is by actually tantrically going into it and exploring it. We're like a little person that goes into the problem. Now, while you're doing all this and you're engaging, you're using awareness. Remember, awareness is like a flashlight. So then the pattern will change, the image will change, and you continue to work with it as it's changing. And then we have to, you know, ask ourselves, what else do we learn from all this? There could be some other insight. You know, let's say, why did we have this illness? So there's some kind of kaleidoscope of insight that might happen. And if it doesn't, you know, happen naturally, you know that I would ask questions. I ask questions. If you do it to yourself, you have to ask your own questions. And you might even write questions down. If you're able to visualize and actually take a piece of paper and write things down, it'll help you a little bit to hold that the therapist, let's call it the ones that healed you, that is you, and also the ones getting healed, which is also you, to kind of separate those two functions because you're wearing two hats, right? You're being healed and you're the healer. Now, once all this is done, then what we want is we want to divinize yourself in that area because you have lost your connection to the divine. You separated somewhere. So we want to reconnect. We want to beautify and heal these energies fully. So we want to find out what kind of energy is needed. And you can ask yourself, what is needed here? And it might come to you. There could be visually a golden light might be needed. It might be a thought like patience or something. You might bring energies of patience into that wound, you could say, that got now cleaned and cleaned out, right? And then we basically fill this area with that new frequency and that healing energy. When that happens and it's been really done and completely cleared out, whatever physical issue there was, no matter what it was, will literally dissipate because it has no cause anymore. You took all the cause away and you transformed it. You had insight, you became conscious, you reconnected with source, and you made it divine again. You made it the way it was supposed to be. Let's bring back the idea of Adam, the first human, the perfect prototype. You came back to the way it was supposed to be. Yeah. So I would like to, now this is the process, right? So we find the inner voices of the pattern, which reveal why the pattern is created. We find all the textures, the patterns, the meanings. We translate it, what you have to translate, what it means for you. You go into the pattern in order to find the hidden memories and everything that's stored in there. Now, I would like to actually do this with you as a practice. Now, I've done this in the Ascension package. And those that have been in those group calls, I could probably already coach you, if you want to try this on each other, coach you to, do this to another person. So if anybody wants to start doing some healing here and be coached in this process with another person, then just raise your hand. I have one up, so I need another person. Okay. Okay, I got two people that know each other, both in New York. All right, I'll mute you both. Everybody else coming up. Okay, so I'm going to take a couple of people that don't know each other that well. So I'm going to take New York. I think this is Christine. I unmuted you. And I'm going to take somebody in Australia, which is Karen. Okay. Christine, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. And Karen, I unmuted you too. Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you.
Hi.
Good. Okay. So I'm thinking that probably, Christine, I can coach you through to work with Karen. How's that sound? Yeah?
Okay, sure.
Okay, good. All right. So Karen, if you have something, it could be emotional, but it could be also physical, even, whatever it is, it could be something, whatever it is. Do you have something that we can work with?
Yeah, there's something that my friend started working on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pain that I've been getting across the middle of my back.
Okay.
When she started working on it, all I could see was like a ring of fire.
Oh, okay.
All the way around me, and there was a lot of heat.
Oh, okay.
Coming out of my back, but yeah, there's still some essence of that there. So.
Okay, great. All right. So,
for about 5 minutes.
Okay. So, because it takes a little longer, it might take 5 minutes or something. We'll try to kind of do it in that time frame. That's kind of long enough. I mean, sometimes it goes much longer. But anyway, Christine, you have already an image, but I'll give the reins to you. I will interrupt to help, but otherwise go ahead and just start. What would you do?
I would focus in on the area of the heat.
Okay, I wasn't very clear. You want Karen to do the journey. You're the one who coaches her. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
got it. So, yeah,
okay,
I'm the second coach behind you. Okay, that's what it is.
Okay,
sorry, I wasn't
got
clear.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Karen, then same thing. Then, Karen, I would direct you to go into the core of the heat. And feel around for the pain.
Uh-huh, yep.
Did you do that, Karen? Can you go in there? Is it comfortable?
Yep.
Okay, good. So you're in it. Okay. Now, Christine, you want to ask her what she's experiencing, if she can see something, or is the heat, is it still hot in there or not? And it's almost like when you do this, you kind of almost... Because I go with the people into this, so I'm actually seeing what they're seeing. So if you can basically kind of journey with her, and when you are, can you tell what she's experiencing inside there, Christine?
I could actually feel heat. And it's so funny, when you asked her what her issues were, I thought you were going to ask me also at some point, and I also have pain in my back. So is it wrong for me to also look in me while I'm looking in her, or do I?
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. You have to be very, very focused.
Gotcha.
It's all about
okay.
her, and you have to be
yep.
just neutral. You're just pure awareness, neutrality, very anchored. which we've already done, right? We started out like that. So, yeah.
Right.
So now, okay. So Karen is now in the heat, and if she looks around, like, can she see? Can you see something, Karen?
No, not this morning. No, it feels, it still feels quite dense and,
good. We got a word.
Heavy.
Good.
Mm.
Okay, there you go, Christine. You got dense and heavy. She can't see,
right.
But she can sense it. So it's dense and heavy. So what we want now is for Karen to go into dense and heavy. That's what I would invite her into that, going into that.
Okay. Right. So, yeah.
I'm in there.
Are you going into it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what would you do, Christine? Now she went into it. What would you do now?
I would see if you can hear or maybe smell the heat or the pain. Or even, like you suggested, maybe taste the pain.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just still feel it as that real denseness across the middle of my back there.
Okay, so what we're hearing right now is Karen is not inside the density. She is outside and knows about her back. When you're in the density, there's no back. There's just a shape. So we have to find a shape for the density, Karen. You're still in your mind, but you're not inside the disease. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So find a shape. What does the density, what would you look like? Make up a shape.
Probably like a really stretched out oval.
Good. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Now we're going into the real stuff. Now, Christine, now she can go into the oval. We can also ask, is it hard? Is it soft? Is it jelly-like? What's the oval like?
I'd say jelly-like.
Okay, so it's easy to go in, right? Do you feel like you can go in there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Christine, you can continue.
So, okay, now you're in the jelly, and can you describe or can you see something else within the jelly?
Yeah, make her look to the right side. Make her look to the right side.
To the right?
What do you see on the right side?
Yeah, I'm picking up the same as what I picked up yesterday. And it felt like, you know, from a past life where I'd been burnt at the stake or something like that. It's I had a ring of fire all the way around me.
Okay, so she's getting already meaning to the pain. Do you see that? She's already receiving meaning to the pain. There's a past life, she was burned at the stake. Now, now that she's getting this kind of meaning, right, if this meaning is very strong right now and it sometimes can overtake, then we would go into all that story. But if it's very subtle and she still feels the egg is like, the being in the egg is very dominant, we can just continue and just kind of move to see, look to the left. Do you feel that going into that story is really important right now, Karen? Does it draw you in?
No. It just feels like ready to release.
Okay, good. All right, so the release is by just knowing. Good. We want to, the release has to do, let's look at the rest of this egg, because now that you know this, are you still in the egg?
Yeah.
Good. So the energy is still there. And now
I feel like it's cleared up on that right side now that we've looked at it. And
there you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, Christine, just guide her through the other areas then.
Okay. So do we go to the left side or do we just leave it?
Wherever
at
you
that?
Want. Just feel. Okay. Just be intuitive. Trust yourself. Yeah.
So do you still feel pain on the left side?
It's clearing out now as I'm paying attention to it. Yeah.
Good. Oh, that's wonderful. So, and then above, look above, and then also below. Kind of look around now, Karen, if there's something else that you see inside.
No, that's all clearing out now.
Okay. Okay. Well, is there still pain in the back now, or is it all gone?
It's gone to feeling, you know, like when you've rubbed deep heat on it, and it's gone to cold.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
changed.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. So now we want to complete this, right? So there was an experience. Of course, she had an experience of being burned, and that has remained with her. And so now we have to kind of see if we can divinize this whole experience, right? What is needed here? Because it was too hot. Now it's cooled off. So cooling is obviously like a polarity. But is there something, Karen, that you feel like you've learned here?
Yeah, I think it was a faith and trust issue to reaffirm, you know, with myself to have faith. Maybe, you know, that experience had caused me to have a bit of a hardened my heart, maybe.
Good. Okay. So when you hear that, Christine, you know, it's amazing the person the people that are in the disease or that are experiencing something, they're in this most sacred place. They're very tapped in. They're having all this insight. It's really beautiful. So you can see she's getting all this insight. Now you want to maybe, she might have hardened her heart. And so you get a bit of a clue here. Does she need to, she said faith and trust. These are all sort of heart qualities. So maybe these are the energies that need to be brought in. So you might guide your client to open to these energies right now and let them come in more distinctly. Do you want to do that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I would definitely bring that white light and love into your heart. And to release that past life experience.
Stay a bit more, I'll fine-tune you a bit. It sounds like it's coming from your head now. Can you hear that, Christine?
Okay.
Can you hear that? I'm just asking if you can notice
that.
Yeah. It's coming from your head, right? That it's more of a mental practice, mental correction you just made. You want to actually make it very real. You want to meet the person and share faith right now with Karen and trust. Go to trust. You have to find that inside of yourself. Find trust.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to radiate that and you're entangled with her, right? You entangle and so that you can feel trust a little bit with more ease and tap into that as well. Can you feel that, Karen? Tell me when you feel that, Karen. There you go. Can you feel that, Karen? Oh, where is she? She kind of dropped off. I can't see her. Oh, there she is, Karen. Karen, you muted yourself. Okay. Okay. No problem. No problem. So anyway, can you feel this? Do you feel like your heart is open to trust and faith? Can you feel it filling yourself?
I do. Yeah. It's like a warmth came flooding in through the front of my heart. Yeah.
Beautiful. Did it also affect the back? Is that energy going into the back as well?
Yes, and I can really feel all of that, the coldness is now coming back to, you know, it's dissipating.
Good. Oh, good. Wonderful.
Yeah,
awesome. Really. That was great. No, thank you. Great. Awesome. Thanks, Karen. I'll let you just sit with that. And you're welcome. And Christine, did you, any other questions? Or it was kind of an interesting experience there, right? There was a few learnings.
That was great. So I'm curious, when she shared with us that it might have been a past life experience, does that matter or is that just story?
It matters because it's her experience and it's part of finding the meaning of things. Yeah,
right.
Because we have an energetic patterns. We translate the problem into in a picture. And then we have to decode the picture, and she decoded it that it's, oh, as a, I got burned at the stake. So the picture was basically there. It's the energetic the language of the experience. And then when she had the memory again, then you can, you know, it was very important.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks. Great. Well done. Okay. And I'm going to take a couple of people here, which is Louise. Where is Louise? And I'm going to have Louise. Just, I'm going by instinct here. I'm going to have Megan. Megan and Louise. Okay. I unmuted both of you. So who wants to do the bringing up? Who wants to do the coaching? Who wants to do it? Megan or Louise? Who wants to go?
I'll do the coaching.
Megan? Okay, you do the coaching. Okay, Louise, then you're the one who comes up with this, with a thing.
That last one, the practice was just awesome. So, let's go right to the challenging one, diabetes.
Okay, I've thought so. Awesome. I love it. Okay, so yeah. Megan, that's going to be fun because Louise was from very young. You were born with it, right? Yeah. Right?
2 years old.
2 years old, okay. Exactly. That's what happened. Good. So awesome. Okay, so you go ahead, Megan. I'll just interrupt here and there to just make it better. Okay?
Okay. So, Louise, when you think of your diabetes, or does it, if you were to give it a texture, what would it feel like?
Right now I'm feeling a contraction in my heart, and I'm seeing like a dark blob kind of lower, like my solar plexus.
Like a blob, you said?
Yeah. Yep. Mhm.
Okay. So she gave you a picture, yeah, Megan. So now she has a blob there, a dark blob. You can ask now, what dark? Is it black, dark gray? And then you can kind of, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
So this blow up. What color would you say it is?
It's black, and it's relatively large. Like, it feels like it's, kind of like maybe the size of my stomach.
Wow, that's good. Okay, next.
And if you were to give it a taste or smell, if you were to go in that bubble and feel it, what kind of smell or taste would it be for you?
So I feel or taste like it tastes like bitter, and now I also see like that dark blob is still there, but above it is just like a gray, light gray, partial energy or some type of light. It's like just solid, like the dark blob is there, and then above it is like just like all kinds of specks of gray.
So are you inside the blob now, or are you looking from the outside? Louise.
So I feel like I'm inside the body.
You're not inside the dark blob yet, right?
Yeah.
It feels like I can see the dark blob and that gray.
Okay.
Gray too.
Good. Okay, Megan. So she gave you that more info. There was more that you see, some gray, some specks up there. So it's a complex shape, a complex pattern. So I would guide her now into this blob, like directly in, and just, I mean, then we're going to leave the whole idea of body and nothing. We're going to go into the pattern itself.
So I want you to envision going right into the middle of this blob, as if you're right in the middle of it. And I want you to look, well, you said it's gray above and below you. Do you see or feel anything? Any images come to your mind or feelings?
Yeah, so I felt it was like a bit of like fear, but then they actually, it felt like exhilaration, like I kind of fell downward. And so now I feel like I'm in it because I don't see the blab anymore, but I see it looks like it's more of a reddish gray light on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so usually when you get that kind of reddish gray and all that, it's usually pretty low vibration. There's a red that's very healing, but that gives me sort of a clue. Okay, let's go a little deeper into it. We're coming closer to the core of things, right? Can you feel that, Louise? Yeah. So, okay, so Megan, so when you to fine-tune your language, when you say visualize yourself going into it, when people visualize out too much in their head, you just tell them to go in. Their being goes in, you know? We actually, it feels different. It's like we project ourselves in. It comes from a different place than from the head, just to kind of make a distinction there. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll keep going, Megan, to guide her now deeper into that.
Well, it came to me, I just think when I hear red, you said it was maybe not so much a positive thing, but I just think of the heart right away.
Yeah, but that's I know what you mean. There's different reds. But you don't even have to, maybe I'm sorry about that. Maybe I'm confusing you. I'm just helping you to encourage you to go deeper into that reddish gray because it's coming to the more, to the heart of the disease. Yeah, so keep go into that. Help her go into that.
So now that you're in this, do you have any other memories or of what's happened when you're two? I feel like a loss of connection, or
is that what you're reading, Megan?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes, you know, that really helps a person when they're kind of not getting anything. You can actually say, you know what I'm experiencing, is that the same that are you experiencing that too? You know, you can definitely say that for sure. Louise, is that something you can relate to? Is she on the right track?
I feel because when you were both speaking together, up came this image of like underneath or below that initial red, like something was opening up underneath. And first it was just like a lighter pink energy, and then it turned into more of a tunnel, and now there's red orange light with like a yellow. So I'm just trying to feel into, like, am I supposed to go through that or?
Good question. Exactly. That good. You're just going to let the person know, feel into it. Is this where she needs to go? Is this like, feels like, it's going to the heart of the issue. Does it feel like that?
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask her that, like, I would say, yeah, you would follow that. No, you want to, like, continue to see what comes up, I guess, right? And then.
Exactly. And you want, exactly, you know, you can encourage them. And then you want to check, are you comfortable going there? And I often say, and when they say yes, and I tell them I come with them, because I do actually, I go with them through the journey. So then they're not alone, right? So is Louise, are you comfortable going down that tunnel?
Yes. And then as soon as I started focusing, though, it's like this, blank wall came up in front of me. So,
oh, wow, there you go. Ooh, that's that's really interesting. Okay, now we got another pattern here. You see another shape. Good, wonderful. So, wow, now the question is, it's blank. What does that mean? Is there nothing there? Can you put your hand through it? What is it?
No, it feels more like, I can't really see much about it, but it feels like old brick, like a dungeon. And then now, as I keep looking at it, as you ask that, now I see this drawbridge, and then into this super small dark tunnel.
That's interesting, Megan. What would you do now?
I would I would continue going. It will ask her again, I guess, if you're comfortable to keep going. Keep going through the tunnel, follow the drawbridge. Is there any other feelings or thoughts that come up, I guess, as we would go through that?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it sounds almost like some past life memory, right? There's a drawbridge, right? So does this feel like she's been there before? Does she remember this? Is this a past life?
Yeah. Do you feel like this is a, you've been here before? Is it feeling like a, like deja vu?
Yeah, and as I was looking at that dark tunnel, I was like, you know, death, I'm not going in there. And then it, now it's a black circle, like inside of a, like kind of an evil looking eye.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. Good. Good. Coming closer to something that is basically saying, don't go any further, right? Bit of a threat mm-hmm. there. That's usually the invitation to like, oh, okay, here's the problem, right? It's like, okay, strap our boots on, keep going. So maybe you can ask, I would ask, like, what is this eye saying something? Because it can communicate, right? Eyes can communicate. What's the eye saying?
Yeah, what is the eye saying?
So now I saw that eye image is there, but it's faded. But underneath it, I see an eagle that looks like it's good, like it's trying to help.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we got into this is turning into a real shamanic trip here. We're going from a simple disease pattern into because it's so old, this makes sense, right? It's been so long. And you've lived your whole life, so it's so complex. So this would be a process that can take quite long.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that quick, you know. I think an average can take about 15 to half an hour or something, but this one might even take longer. Now, so we have to see. Now, first of all, I want to ask Louise, how do you feel right now at this point? Because, when we open up a journey, we can feel very vulnerable. Do you feel good, better, or do you feel kind of strange?
No, I actually feel good, and that this is a good stopping point, and that eagle actually gave me a sense of freedom. You know, something was cleared. It's not done, but it feels good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that eye disappeared. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Megan, I don't want to, take the entire hour for process, but you did great, right? So you want to, you just want to really just be there with the person.
I guess the words you use and the questions you ask is key.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Thank
awesome.
You, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you. Great. Yeah, the questions are really the key here. Let me just kind of take your hand down. Okay, let's take a quick break here, and it's 12:08. Just digest everything for a moment, reflect, let it just sit, take a moment just to because it's very, very, lots goes on here. Just take a moment. I'll be back, in about 10 minutes, and I will continue. So let's just take a quick break, just stretch, drink some water. All right. So I think everybody can hear me now again. So let's slowly come back into gear. And I'm just going to look at the questions here. Megan, okay, so really you're taking the client to experience their disease, and by doing so, the awareness causes the problems to dissipate. How do you know when the client is done? I guess when there is no more description, you would ask God what is needed. Light virtue and send to that person. Good question. When is the person done? The person has had insights. We saw this with Karen. There's a memory and understanding, like the cause has been revealed. And when the physical pain and the problem, like whatever, let's say it's a neck pain, back pain, whatever that is. You know, for example, when you, let's have something like cancer or diabetes, when you don't really see instantly, you know, that the thing is gone, there's a knowing, and often both of you will know. I just can, it's like the pictures aren't there anymore, the person feels good. The energy of goodness and light is going in very easily. You feel like there's just nothing coming up anymore, and you just know that it's done. And a person, you can ask the person, do you feel like you're healed? You can actually ask that question. People instinctively know this. Like I always know, and I'm not the only person. You kind of know when there's something not right or if it's done. Right. So now, is the awareness causing the problem to dissipate? Yes. And the awareness is made out of seeing and looking at the pattern. And the awareness contains the understanding, the insight, the knowing, and also what they shouldn't be doing. Let's say somebody is having some kind of habit that is not good. Let's say overeating, for example. And they come to this place where they might mentally know that overeating isn't good, but they still overeat. And so once you find the real cause in it, then you will basically really know, really with your heart and soul, you know what is the right thing to do and what caused this overeating. Once this cause has been dissolved and the understanding comes in, you know what the right thing is to do. And there is a sense of a remorse, maybe I could say. Not as hard the word that I'm using right now, but a sense of like, you know, where we know we shouldn't really be doing this. This was just not the right thing. We did it because we're unconscious or we didn't know how to dissolve it. That comes in and the person just softens and there's a sense of innocence that comes in and you just know that they're okay, they're done. So good question. Okay, good. So I would like to do one more process and then I continue with some other things I want to talk about. And I have Danielle and Dan here. So I'm going to unmute Danielle and Dan. And I'm going to ask who wants to do what. Danielle, do you want to do guide Dan or I don't know, is Dan here or Jen? I know you both are sharing
your phone.
Is Dan, right? Okay. Do you wanna receive the healing or give the healing, Dan?
Receive.
Okay. Okay, Danielle.
Well, here, hold on a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So Danielle, are you good to give it to guide?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Dan, do you have a issue that we can start with?
Yeah, I had actually we were doing the process. I've got some coldness on my feet and my hands. It's been a while, you know, a couple of weeks, and I've done a lot of energy work with it and different things, and it's still there. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay,
I have, you know, like I'll get some wrinkles up at my fingers, and I don't know if it's I don't think it's circulation, but so I feel cold at the fingertips and the you know, the toes, it just feels like the circulation is not getting down there.
Okay, great. So, good, Danielle. So, what would you do now? See, that's what you heard.
Yes. Okay. So, when you look at your fingertips, when you feel into them, you say that they're cold. Did you get a sense of a color when you look at them?
Yeah, well, a color, I would say numbness, though. So, you know, maybe almost like an icy kind of feel.
Let me interrupt here. Danielle, it's when you come to this, the color is more important once you have the pattern. Let's say there's a shape. Then we can ask for the color. When you have only a color for what he's experiencing, it's too, you don't have anything to hold on to. We need a thing. We want a pattern, a picture for the disease that is a picture. So, Dan, if you could bring up a picture for this issue, what would that look like? If you had to scribble a picture or just make something up, what can you think of? You mentioned numbness. So numbness gives you a certain image, right?
Yeah, it's just like a, still, I see ice,
ice.
Like
a
blob of ice.
There you go.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yes.
Good, we got something. Awesome. Okay, continue.
All right. Okay, so what is this ice shaped like?
It looks like a kind of like a rounded off square, if I could say that, like that way.
And how big would you
actually,
say it is?
It's large. It feels like it's large. That it's almost like the ice of a mountain. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So that to me makes it feel like it's large.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, and it doesn't have sharp edges. It's big like a mountain, but it's okay, that's really cool. Okay, good, Danielle. What's the next step here?
I would ask this ice. Is it what's the clarity like? Is it cloudy? Is it very clear?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, the whiteness that you would see off of an ice off of mountain. And then there's a little gray, you know, in some areas, very light gray. So it looks like it's been there a while, has a little bit of that kind of color to it. But the rest is, you know, like a off-white, icy look.
Okay. All right. Can we go into the ice?
I'm feeling that out. Yeah, I don't know if it's the mind or not doing that, thinking, because it's real hard. It's very dense.
Okay, good. So good job here. Let me interrupt. It's hard and dense, so the mind will say, well, you can't go in there. But you have superpowers, and you are the divine being. So you have a way to actually move through heart and density. You can still go through. You just have to use your will and that penetration power.
Okay, I'm in. I'm
good.
Inside it now.
Awesome. Right. Good job. Cool.
Okay, do you see anything?
Well, it's, there's hollow areas in here also, and there's kind of like strings of something going up through the shape itself. I can see the sides of the shape. It's, a huge kind of rectangle. It seems like it's more, if I look down, it seems like it goes forever. Like there's a, darkness.
Okay, so there's lots of directions you can go here, right, Danielle? What's your intuition telling you?
My intuition is saying let's turn some light on in here if it's so dark.
Okay. Okay, that would be sort of a healing and modifying way, but this is something that If Dan is ready to turn the light on, but that means that he needs to understand something first. We want to use more the heart here than the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart means the heart is in this darkness right now. And so what does it feel like? What does it remind him of? Does he feel comfortable there? Has he experienced this before? What does this remind him of? Was he experiencing this when he was younger? You want to bring these questions sort of in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Something, do you get something, Dan? Like, what was it like being
there?
Well,
yeah, the feeling is that this is a heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
It really, as we were moving into this, I could feel the connection. So boom, mm-hmm. All of a sudden I feel the heart. And as I'm feeling the heart, my fingertips are getting more numb.
Uh-huh.
Right,
there you go.
In this moment. So,
yeah.
Yes. And I can feel my toes.
There you go. And it's all about circulation anyway, right? We know there's something about the blood flow and it's frozen, it's cold, but there's strings you describe. Are these strings good? Are they holding? What's going on with these strings? Like, you know, are you hearing something in there? What's the mood in there in terms of like, are you feeling disconnected there? Are you feeling abandoned? Like, what else is going on in there?
Yeah, that's very a disconnected feeling, almost like a vulnerable or scary kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, abandoned. I think because of it feels like like you're all alone
mm-hmm.
feeling, and then these strings that are coming up are light. They look like a As I look down, I see it looks like those long icicles.
Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty, I
know.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm seeing them in the opposite. As I look down, as I'm in this space, I see the points of them.
Yeah.
You know, the points mm-hmm. of them, and then they get thicker as they go down in, like they're rooted.
Yeah,
I
know they have a name, stalagmites and stalagmites or something. Yes, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in these caves,
yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now we can ask now because it's such a very, it's actually, we find this really in nature. I mean, I have been in caves like this in Italy. We can ask, do you feel like this is a past life memory actually? Or is this now really a representation of the illness only?
Well, I feel like I've lived this or had this for a long time, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
While I'm in this space, it feels like it's been here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's past, it might be a past life memory.
Let me ask something else. I'm getting a bit of a hint here. Like, sorry, Danielle, but this is a bit you probably wouldn't get there. I'm not sure if you get that. What I'm getting is sometimes people are they come from the nature kingdom, you know. We have fairy backgrounds and gnome backgrounds. Some of us have a mix of starseed and all that. It's all mixed. Sometimes, you know, you could have been in this as a water being, and then you are basically that quality within you is kind of holding you back because it's not ascended enough into the human form. So as I'm speaking this, are you feeling something, Dan?
Yeah, there's blood flow in my going
mm-hmm.
into my fingers all
mm-hmm.
of a sudden, and I felt like I had a vision of things melting. For me,
you
when you were saying that just mm-hmm. kind of popped in my mind that things started melting again.
There you go. That's it. Exactly. That's what happened. You got basically stuck in this kind of consciousness, and now you're melting. Beautiful. Okay, Danielle, do you want to go from here? I know it's pretty challenging, but hey, I know you're pretty good at this. I'll challenge you.
Yeah. Okay. So things are melting now.
You could ask him maybe like, what is, how do you, is something coming to, like, is there an insight? Is he getting an insight? Or sometimes you get these messages and information suddenly that comes in. Is any of that going on, Dan?
No, I'm not getting a message. I'm getting, getting feedback, you know, from my fingers and that things are melting. Now, it's not all melted, but it's working on it. Now, it's sort of starting to warm up,
mm-hmm.
I guess, is really the thing. And drip, things are melting, yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Danielle, keep going.
I'm not sure what to ask.
Okay, yeah, because he's in the process of melting right now. So basically, we will just let Dan experience this because that feels good for him. And in a sense, it's, there's flow happening. We know when it's melting, he's feeling the blood flow and all this. And he has an insight. The understanding is that an experience that was non-human of the nature kingdom sort of got stuck and he hasn't completed or digested that. And so he's letting that go. So it'll be, you know, he's bringing that in. And when we think about completing the healing or beautifying it, I would say really flow and love and connectedness, because he talked earlier about disconnect, would be sort of the qualities to bring in right now. So the frequencies, you know. So we just encourage that to come in. And he can do that for himself, you know, just go into that state of like, I am noticing I'm connecting now. I am connected. I am in flow. And there's no sense of abandonment. The abandonment energy is gone, right, Dan? Is it gone?
Yeah, and I'm starting, my heart is now at a deeper level. I can feel the, like a sense of breathing again, you know, mm-hmm. that there's openness mm-hmm. at a mm-hmm. different level that I've
mm-hmm.
haven't beautiful. Experienced before. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Okay. I would say, well, we can pretty much end it here. No, that was really good. Awesome. Thanks. Thanks to both of you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Good. Okay. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So as you can see, these journeys are very, you have to be very creative, pay attention, and you get sort of lose your intuition. But, you know, you learn and you get these little insights, especially when you journey with a person. Now, you can also just stay completely on the outside and look in from the outside. You're still being entangled. It's really up to you. There's two ways. One is more sensory. I guess I don't mind journeying with the person. You can be also more on the outside. But sometimes that might make you default into the mind and be a bit cold and just not so compassionate. So anyway, you guys did amazing, and it's something that is very, very powerful, and we should probably, you know, practice a bit more, especially during the clinics. So it's 12:34, so we still have time. We might even be able to do another one at the end. But first, I would like to, let me just check my Q&A here. If you journey with them, do you know not to go off neutrality? That's a very good question. Yes, if you're not able to hold total neutrality, then I can do because I'm really awake. But let's say, how do you know you're off neutrality? The signs are usually your breath is changing. You're getting triggered somewhere. There's somewhere when you get triggered, you kind of get fascinated. You also are not, you have an aversion to something or an attraction. You know, so sitting properly, maybe crossing your feet and having your hands clasped or something would always be good to stay sort of within your own field and take a deep breath and just kind of maybe in the middle of the session or whenever you know, let's say the client is doing something and is going through, you know, looking around, you can kind of check in and just saying, okay, I'm totally neutral, take a deep breath. I'm here and I'm involved in a sense. You know, you can reset yourself during the session. That's a good thing to do. Okay. So, we talked about the process to find, to work with the inner heart to find the cause of the diseases. And we talked about the process. You'll have it all printed down in your downloads. I'll put that up this afternoon. Now, I'd like to talk about just in general, you know, how shadow reveals itself. And shadow is everything, you know, it could be a physical disease, but anything else, you know, when you, for example, for yourself, how do you notice you are in your shadow? And it was kind of interesting, you know, when we did this, or you did the demon exercise, Because first, like, you know, it's the demons say, oh, I've already done this. We don't need to do this. We need to focus more on the light. That's also a resistance, as you probably know. And to kind of basically be completely conscious of the world in all its facets, the dark and the light, without having an attractional aversion to it. And how does your shadow reveal itself? So how do you recognize your own shadow or the one of your client? So there are certain signs. One is blaming shows up. Yeah, there's denial. There's judgment. There's assumptions that come in. So we usually reject something of the unknown. We follow pain, comfort, addiction instead of truth. We are identified with victimhood or powerlessness. Any kind of identification with something is basically shadow, because in essence you're just presence. Yeah, you're just present. You are driven by goals instead of truth. You are in fear and in desire. So if you have, and let's say people come into my office. Or like when I just remember I have a vision right now, like this woman sitting on her couch. I had a long couch and people would sit on it. And then they start talking about things, and then you can see suddenly they go right away into blaming. The husband does this or the child and that. And if I kind of bring a little bit direction into like where they might be part of the situation, and there's a bit of a fight going on and denying, no, I'm doing everything right, and you know they're in denial. How they talk, also you can see how they're positioning themselves within consciousness, if they have hard ideas about things, if they're in judgment about things. So and you can already see all these things, and you know there's a certain shadow that you need to address and work with, that is causing this issue, this problem, this disease, gallbladder, whatever is going on in their lives, you know, that is there. So because, you know, we know that we work multidimensional. We have the physical issue, but then there's how the person's talk, body language, and voice, everything reveals, you know, about where they stand and where their thinking has to change. And so there we go. Coming back to Dan, I want to use you as an example right now. When you spoke about, I don't know what this is, and I've tried a lot of things. You were speaking from your mind, and you were separate to your body and to these fingertips. And that's what you experienced when you were in the cave. You felt separate, you know, and so abandoned. You had abandoned your fingers, the way you were speaking. And you didn't know because you couldn't see that. So, and then we basically went directly to it. So we can hear it in the voice and how somebody formulates something. It always tells you almost like where this goes. The more you do this, and I know it can take sometimes, you know, years and decades, you can, within seconds, you just know what goes on. And so this just develops. So, so how do we actually, change and transform these deeper shadows that cause disease? So we did this through moving into the inner heart and working with the visual patterns and the inner senses. There's of course other things we do. Just basically we dissolve the energies. We just send energy to these places and quantum healing, everything else we've done, right? And then there's another process that I don't think we're going to get to this time, but I wrote it, I think, in the notes. It's people in WS know this. It's sub-personalities working with parts of your identity, sub-personalities, and literally engaging with them in a journey. So we're not going to do this today, but I'm just going to bring this up to just, you know, there's so many ways to do this. And of course, I'm not even going into homeopathy and herbs and all this, because I know many of you have other kinds of skills. Of course, all that changes and can get to the root of things. What we're doing here is to focus on the energetics and the light levels in the divine ways of healing. And they don't cost anything. So let's move now to the prayer. And the prayer, and one of the things, you can start this as a homework, and you don't have to perfect it yet. And how to create a personal prayer. And why I have this in this course is because it gives you a way to really, you might struggle a bit with this, and that's okay, but you're learning already in these healing processes what's necessary when you heal. And when you go back to the foundation course, you know, it talks about alignment and grounding. And we've done today with this extended core meditation, all the elements are actually contained in this journey that have to do with healing. And so when you use a prayer, when you use words to set yourself up or to set yourself up with a client, you want to be able to touch on these part and these elements. So so I basically looked at the components of the Avund Bishmeya. And, you know, it says, you know, if you take them apart, I want to go through this. It says, O birther, father, mother of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. So what we have here is you're basically in the prayer, you're addressing somebody. You're addressing the creator itself. So that's where the healing is supposed to come from. Yeah. So you address, O birther, father, mother of the cosmos. You're the one that creates everything and moves in light. Now, what does this addressed healing source supposed to do, right? In the next sentence, it says, focus your light within us, make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way. So that's what you want to ask the source. That's what I want you to do. Help me with that. Focus your light within us, within me and the client. Make it useful as the rays of a beacon show the way. Now, then the other element, the component, is unity and wholeness. Then the prayer says, create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. So the unity is supposed to happen through the hearts, which are fiery, engaged, and our willing hands. And our hands are willing to act on what the heart is basically, bringing forth. And so you're asking for wholeness. And then the next component is alignment. And because the sentence says, your one desire that acts with ours as in all light, so in all forms. Your one desire that acts with ours, it's aligned, it's connected, right? Your desire of source is acting in oneness and unity and alignment with ours, as it's also with all the light, which is in all the forms. So in all light and all forms. So there's alignment in it. Now the next part of this prayer is nourishment. It says, grant what we need each day in bread and insight, subsistence for the call of growing life. So it's nourishment physically and also mentally and everything that's needed to continue to respond to this growing life. So there's alignment, nourishment. Now the next question in this prayer is, the next component is the freedom from the world and karma, because the prayer says, loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. So we let go of the cords, you know, and also asking that the cords that of our mistakes that are binding us to be released. The next component is awakeness, awareness. It says, don't let us enter forgetfulness, but free us from unripeness. And so we're not ripe to see the light and have insight. So don't let us enter in forgetfulness. From you is born all ruling will, the power and the life to do, the song that beautifies all. From age to age it renews. And then there's an affirmation of the great source of all healing power. And that says, truly, power to these statements. May they be the source from which all my actions grow. Then this whole prayer is grounded down. It said, sealed in trust and faith. Amen. So this is why this Avund Bishmeya is a very good prayer. This is a prayer that already exists and it's very ancient. And so it has a lot of components. The components we're addressing to whom, what is the source supposed to do? We ask for unity. We ask for alignment, we ask for nourishment, we ask for freedom from karma, we ask for awareness, we affirm all this, that this great source is the great source of all healing, we ground it down. So now, these are components. So I basically, on your home PDFs, you will see a list of components that are needed to create healing, and I'll basically state them again, which is alignment, connection to source, witnessing, neutrality, compassion, courage, vitality, forgiveness, unity, connection, affirmation, and anything else that you can think of. You can basically, what you can do is you can take three prayers that you like and analyze it for these above components. If you have a prayer you really like, look at it and say, like, what is the technology on this prayer? And then if you're ready, you can might already make some notes and start working on your own prayer. Doesn't have to be done already. This is a work in progress. And that will be sort of an opening prayer that you can use. But you can also do this as a closing prayer. We can be more specific on a closing prayer later on. And like I said, if this is something that you feel like you will never do, you will never use prayers, it's up to you. You might focus on other things of the things that we've learned. This, of course, is always a suggestion, and I do build on these things in this course. Okay, so I think the most important things I've said. So we have still some time. We have 13 minutes. So I'm going to maybe first of all take some questions. If there's any questions from the people that have their hands up right now, otherwise take your hand down if you don't have a question. But if you have any questions or anything else that you want to say or share, then just keep your hand up, then I'll take that. Okay, we have Susan coming up here. Susan in Oregon. Hi. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, okay. I can.
Good, good. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, while I was doing my meditations, I had a very interesting experience, and I can't quite understand what happened, so I'm hoping you can help me. I was in my core, and I was in this very calm, beautiful space, all of a sudden I had this bolt of, I don't know how else to describe it, but it was like a bolt of lightning that came through my crown, but it came in behind my spinal cord, not in front in my core, but it was behind it, and it shot straight down, and it looked like a rod. And then I heard the word platinum.
Oh.
And then it just stayed there, and I don't know what to make of that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's okay, you even heard the word platinum. Okay. Can you let me just read it energetically? Can you just kind of go back to that memory and experience? Okay, so what I can see in your aura is that, you know, there are frequencies coming also from above, right, not just from below, and it goes down the back, and it's really, it kind of seems deposited sort of around the second chakra on the back, but also slightly above, and it's soft, the energy is very soft, and it's now diffused. And it's just helping you to it's just an expression, I would say, to adjust to the or to adjust and to express the coming consciousness that we're all sort of basically going through. So that's what I'm getting. And it didn't go directly in the core, which usually when that happens, it's really the Kundalini, you know, triggered, and it can appear to come from above, but it's actually coming from below. And in essence, all is Kundalini, I have to say, all of it. Nonetheless, when it's more on the physical level, on the outer aura or on the physical, and it's not even in your nervous system, it's more in the aura, that's where I see it. I'm getting more muscles and bones, more muscles actually. And that's basically where there's some kind of, I don't know, elevation going on or expansion of consciousness. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah, because I was actually doing some processes to work on my aura, to clear and strengthen that whole field when that happens. And
yeah.
It was just like, whoa, okay, what is this? I don't know what this is.
No, that's good. Yeah. And that's what happened. That's what it looks like. Now, you know, I have a platinum MP3, and that kind of platinum energy came also from above. It was just suffused in the atmosphere. It's a little different than what we did today when we brought it directly from Mother Earth. It has a different, more denser energy to it, more real, but this is more, more ethereal. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Wonderful. That works. You just ask and there it happens. That's good. Okay, I have Anna has her hands up. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Ratima. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have a little bit of learning crisis tonight.
Oh.
Because the processes that were being coached, they remind me, you know, of the Gestalt journey that I used in the Gestalt therapy, and which is very much usually, you know, to find out about the emotions, you know, like healing or transforming emotions. Mm-hmm. So, and as a quantum healer, yeah, I was taught to look at the root cause, yeah, at the root cause of an ailment. So right now, can you give me some kind of clarity when to use, well, what's your suggestion? Because like for me, for example, I felt like this process, this journey can be very long, yeah? Mm-hmm. And what's the point of it if, for example, as a healer, you already know what's the root cause?
Ah, beautiful question. Yeah, that's a beautiful question. Yeah, this process is, that's what I said in the beginning, that what makes us different from AI is our heart, and our heart has to do with love. And quantum healing has something to do with the mind. We basically already know, but then we sort of shove it down the throat of a person and just kind of fix it. It doesn't really evolve the soul. There is an evolution in the mind that takes place and the clarity, but the soul is not evolving and doesn't really, is not being loved in the process. And this process, the Sufi process, doesn't really focus on the emotion per se. It has to do with divinizing ourselves and consciously moving from the sense of separation and distortion and back and making it out of our own effort, finding our divinity back and then reconnecting. So it's a bit different in Gestalt, although I did learn Gestalt. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so let's say that the main point of this process is really to raise the person's awareness, right?
No, it's to actually make the person love again and divine.
Okay.
So awareness itself is, light is always involved, but this is more about the heart and love. And although you're using awareness, but the awareness is there just to, for the person to engage. One of, you probably noticed that as we did the exercises, what I really focused on mainly is to help people not to come from the mind, because the mind can just do anything, right?
Yeah.
To actually be really slow and be here and be. It has to do with being. Yeah. Can we be with the person? That's how they learn. Yeah. It's a beingness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, the thing is that when I was doing Gestalt, I was also doing it very much from the heart. That's why maybe that's also my confusion right now.
Now, let me do this. Confusion has to do with this or that and having two things separate. My invitation is, you see, I everything is actually just one. So take what you can do very well and forget the word Gestalt. And take whatever you works here, whatever, take pieces of it and amalgamate it. You know what I'm saying? And make it your own. It's like throw all the labels away, you know, and do it the way it works best. Because once you go in the session and you just, and the best way to do this is to just maybe try a couple of times or a little bit more, or for a month, you know, what I offer here, which if you want, and then just forget about it and just go into a session and see what happens. You know, it'll probably be a new version of healing that comes out.
Okay, yeah. Well, the confusion comes from the mind, that's for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's this or that.
You.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank
You're welcome. Yeah, and great question, because I know when you're already a very experienced healer and you've learned things and then you learn something else, what does the mind do? It always says, oh, how does this relate and what's different? And that's normal. And it's the stress phase. So we have Devi here. Devi, I'm muted. Okay.
Hi, Arakima. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I have two questions. So when you're guiding the client during the process,
mm-hmm.
do they need to, let's say they have the insight, or let's say if they have like certain sensation in the body, they don't need to feel anything, right? Like to get the healing.
No,
you know what?
Not necessarily. It's more about sometimes the healing happens in the mind, like they have an insight. Let's say they were gossiping all the time. They realize they shouldn't be, that they're actually doing this and they should be stopping to do this. You know, they might not feel anything, but they have an insight that in their behavior they need to change something.
Okay. Did it ever happen to you that the client didn't quite get the insight? They kind of get, when during the process, they kind of like, it's just like at the end, they don't quite get the insight. Did it ever happen?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's really the skill of asking the right question and timing and being with the person. Sometimes I'm aware of what they need to learn and I'm being with them, and it can be sort of to the quantum entanglement, to the entanglement, they can actually sense it, or you kind of help a little bit in that direction. But if not, we also have to learn that people have their own time, and sometimes it feels unsatisfying to us where they went, and that's just the way it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think in a lot of my sessions, it's like, oh, well, I could have, you know, we could have done more or better, but it's just like the person isn't ready, right?
Okay, and my second question is, so let's say during the process, the person have the same pattern and they see their past life and they see multiple past life, let's say three past life, different player but same pattern. Do you have to address all three past life, or can you just address one past life and then it automatically take care of the other two?
And sometimes not. It depends how if there's more complexity to one other life, or if it links up to more issues, yeah, you'll have to see. It's an exploration process. It's like art, you know. You have to sort of just be with it and then see. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else has a question? No more questions. Okay. Oh, one more here, Cindy. Okay. Cindy, hi. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there. Thank you. Just a question on the severity of the person's illness. So my sister has got metastatic breast cancer, and the cancer is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment. So if I had to use this process, you know, what I'm kind of worried is that I open up something that I don't want to open up, you know, because I try and help where I can in terms of healing. Is it a good idea? Is it, what do you suggest I do?
It's your sister, is always a little bit challenging, but for sure, if she's okay with it and you're okay with it, you can do it. You have to go into the session clearly with a prayer that you don't have a preference for the outcome. You'll be okay if she's healed or not. It has to be clear. And then you can go there really neutrally. And yes, absolutely, because it'll be a relief for her. You see, the cancer is an expression of incredibly crystallized energy, a lot of like black locked up stuff. If you bring in some, you know, if you go into that and you let it unknot or unravel, there might be emotions. Yeah, maybe she's crying. Who knows what's in it? It could be just loneliness. And often, you know, cancer is usually made out of a combination of things, I find. So it's always the same thing. then you just go and let her have these emotions. Just give yourself some time. It might take an hour, you know. It might take but you know, you have to also see how exhausted a person gets, or if they actually get energized in the process. You know, often get energized, and then let her have a nap and drink some water, or you come to a place like we did with the eagle here today. You come to a place where it's a bit of a plateau and it's not bad, and you take a break and you go back the next day, and you just start fresh. There might be a whole different image that day. You know, you don't want to go back to what happened. You just go with what is here right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You can't unravel it, for sure. And it doesn't matter, you know, what label the disease is, because in healing, it's all somewhere the person is not conscious to who they truly are and are disconnected from themselves and source, right? So that's all it is.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, I just needed to make sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it a try, definitely.
Yeah, if you want to share some of that, that would be great. If you don't have to. But yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. So take a deep breath. Oh, there's one question, Jen. This seems very bizarre, and I'm not sure where to go with it. During our meditation, the call, a memory popped in my mind when I was very young and was stung by a bee in the very top of my head. When I now understand my crown chakra to be, then discomfort in neck and head emerged. I tried to follow along with the coaching, got a picture, but how do I take it further with myself to alleviate discomfort? Yeah, you have to go into the picture. You have to go into the picture of the pain. You go into the picture, you find a picture of the discomfort, and you find a picture of discomfort, and then you basically explore it. And we would have to, you know, do this together, but we're at the end. And just maybe follow the instructions that you'll get, and just step by step, and then maybe take some notes. If you're by yourself, you might take some notes, and it'll help. So yeah, let's take a deep breath. And just come into yourself and just know yourself to be this bridge between heaven and earth. And from your heart, this springs forth this eternal love. And just know that you are that. You're that which cannot be described, not imagined. You're here, present. All as well. So thank you. And if you have any more questions, comments, or anything else, just let me know. You can write in the Facebook group, or if it's too personal, or do you feel uncomfortable, you can always write me anything that's related to the teaching part here. All right. Thank you, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.